Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, and this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Issues 2023. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Wichita Public School Superintendent Dr. Alicia Thompson. Welcome to Issues 2023.
Thank you for inviting me today.
We've done this one or two times before, haven't we?
Three or four times, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you've served as USD 259 superintendent, I believe, since 2017.
That is
right?
Correct.
Almost 6 years.
Yes.
And now I understand you intend to retire.
I am.
The big R word.
The big R.
What went into your thinking to make that decision? That's a big decision.
Yeah, I've been in the district 31 years. When I say that, people buck their eyes at me. You have? So I've been in the district 31 years, and we have this thing in the district where you add the years of service and the amount of how old you are, and I'm sure you can add it up. I'll be 50. I'm 53 years old, and in May I'll be 54. You add 31 and 54, you got 85. So now I have 85 points to retire, and so I'm going to take advantage of that opportunity.
Does the school board or the school district have a set date or a set number that you have to?
Yes. Well, they, in order to qualify for your full retirement, you have to have that 85 out. Now, you can go out anytime you want, but then you're just kind of jeopardizing a little bit of some of your retirement.
What is the process to name your replacement? I know you're probably not thinking about that, but
I want to be engaged in that process.
Yeah, you're probably going to be involved in the transition. So what do we do now? What's
going
on?
Well, they actually are having they did some listening sessions, community meetings, town hall meetings last week. And so they've gathered all of that data, and they actually, even last week, began to talk about the characteristics in which they want, kind of like a blueprint of what they want in the next leader and the things that are going to be coming up, you know, the pipe, things that are going to happen and what kind of skill sets they need and who do they want to pick. So that's what they've done, and they have the job is posted. Now they're looking for someone. So,
people should be responding anytime now. Okay.
Yes.
You look back over, now you said 31 years total?
31.
As you look back over the 31 years of that career in the Wichita schools, what was your favorite job, this one or another one?
Probably being a kindergarten teacher. That was my favorite.
I think you've told me that before.
Yeah.
Why is that? Just because the kids are so cute?
They're so cute, and they're little, and their brains are ready to soak up whatever you want to give them, so it's good.
And most of them are fairly well-behaved, too.
Yes. So. Well, yeah, they're starting to find themselves, I guess.
Okay. Well, what's the best part of being superintendent, Dr. Thompson?
Just honestly, all of the people in our community and the support that we have, that makes me proud to know that we have a school district that people are proud of and that they will support. And so I am very appreciative and of that from our community.
Well, when you talk about the community, let's narrow it down a little bit. I'm sure there are longs and shorts of parental involvement, but you do want that in a positive way.
Yeah, parent involvement is something that we always continue to work on, but it is definitely, it depends on what you think parent involvement is. I guess I should say that too, because sometimes parents are doing the best that they can with what they resources they have, and that's great parenting compared to maybe someone who's able to come in every day and spend their time, you know, cutting out papers or running papers or cutting out things for teachers. Sure. But all of it is appreciated.
And back to the superintendent job itself, what's the worst part of it?
Probably political stuff, you know, things that, you know, you don't really have control over. But at the end of the day, you still have to be responsive to that as for your organization.
A lot of responsibility there.
Yep, it is.
Dealing with the COVID pandemic, and we've talked about this before, but and it was tough. It was tough for everybody, but yes. The schools had it really tough. Did that change you as a person in any way?
It didn't necessarily change me, but it made me very grateful, again, to community members, to doctors, to medical professionals. I mean, it was just how everybody kind of pulled and rallied together to come out of that in a way in which we were able to survive it, I guess I should say. So it didn't change me, but it definitely made me more grateful for the things around me and the people.
Now, what is the current enrollment for USD 259?
We're at about 48,000.
48,000, mm-hmm. Okay. And how does that compare with years past? I'm trying to search my memory. I think you've been over 50 at one time.
Yes, we were over 50 at one time. We've been in the 40s for the last maybe in 3 years or so. Yeah, probably since the when we changed our time to go to school later in the day. We lost quite a few elementary students because of this extending that day too long in the day.
Okay.
So that's when we started to see the decline in the enrollment.
How does this year's enrollment, I already asked you that question, how many teachers and administrators are in the school district? I want to get an idea how big a job you've got there. How many teachers?
Yeah, we have about 9,000 employees within our school district, because that's inclusive of our substitutes, but it's about 9,000.
Does that include how many of those are teachers and administrators?
I mean, we have approximately maybe 7,000 or so teachers, and maybe 300 or so, 400 maybe administrators.
Yeah, because you're also in charge of the service personnel. Is that right?
That is correct.
So those would be the janitors and
people that work in the roofing plumbing and, you know, all the keys. We have a lot of departments.
While we're talking about that, I want to ask you about meals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I guess I'm hungry this morning. Now, at the schools, at all the schools, do they have hot meals served?
Yes, we have
for
hot
lunch,
meals.
I mean.
We have hot for lunch, and we have breakfast, and we also send some home in the evening as well.
Of course, I attended Wichita Public Schools, and when at Hadley and at West, we have a full-blown cafeteria. People were in there cooking every day. Is it still that way? Is that the model of the past?
Yeah, no. We actually have a school service center where they do the prepping of the meals.
Okay.
And then we send the meals out to the individual schools, and then they also have people there that take those prepped meals and then prepare them for the students.
Do you have any kids working, students working back there? You know, that's the thing coming in. They've got all these new tech schools, and they're looking at chefs.
We're going to be working on that, actually. Honestly, we are. Right now, we do have culinary arts in all of our high schools, of course. But those internships is what we're looking for, and those are opportunities for us to be able to use our students in that way. And we're definitely having those conversations.
You know, and over the years, we had shop class, we had home ec, and we kind of said, oh, okay, but I've taken all these English courses, and I kind of looked at them like, oh, you guys got it easy. You know, little did we know, we're going to need those people all the time.
That is correct, and I will tell you, it's more and more popular for students to want to go into those career and technical education spaces and get credentialed and then leave high school with all those credentials and go make money.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right off the bat.
Yeah.
Instead of waiting a few years.
That's right.
Now, what do USD 259, what do the students' test scores look like? And how did the pandemic impact those scores?
We did have some learning loss with our students in the areas of particularly mathematics and language arts, of course. And what we are seeing in our district data is that things are turning around. We've stopped the bleeding, and now we're moving kids back into those spaces where they're performing at the levels in which we like.
I had, looking again at my own career, I had a couple of places where I was at an impasse on math.
Yeah, but I think me too.
Fortunately, and I never went to a teacher for any help on anything, but I had two teachers I went for math help, and they got me through it. And that was one-on-one in the classroom. If I had to do that by remote, I don't know if we could have got that done.
Yeah, what's really neat now is that we have tutoring services so that kids can actually call in and get a one-on-one tutor to help them.
Wow.
So we, with our ESSER dollars, we were able to provide that services is still being continued today.
Talk about the challenge when you had to go out of the classroom and you had the kids are staying at home and whatnot, getting everybody equipped with computers. That sounded to me like it was had to be a monumental task.
It was a monumental task.
To get a computer in their hands and then to make sure they knew what they were doing with it.
And not only that,
the kids are further ahead than we are on that.
But. Well, yeah, that was a big task because, again, we did not have that much technology inside of our school district at the time. Yeah. And so, of course, teachers were not trained to use it. Students were not trained to use it. And then, of course, we had to worry about Internet access. So we just couldn't just give people the computers. They needed to have access. So mm-hmm. we had to work on that side of the house as well. So it was a monumental task, of course, but we were up to the challenge and we made it happen.
Was there any credit that goes to a computer maker like Dell or you know, did anybody like that give you a lot of help on this?
They just
sell you the computers?
They just sell us the computers. And, of course, it's also about relationships. So we've had some relationships with some of the computer programming yeah. because of our programmings that we use. And so that was helpful to be able to get them quicker.
You're listening to Issues 2023 on the Odyssey radio stations. And our guest is Wichita Public School Superintendent, Dr. Alicia Thompson. Tell us about efforts to make our public schools safe places to learn and to work. Tell us about security.
Yeah. So when we think about safe in schools, we really talk about the physical spaces as well as the social and emotional spaces. So when you talk about the spaces for the physical spaces, man, I tell you, we've invested over the last every year that I've been in the job, the board has committed to over $1 million every year on safety enhancements for the school district. If you recall earlier this fall, they invested dollars to be able to put the detectors in all of our high schools.
Right.
So that's something that has that been this year. But every year there has been over $1 million worth of enhancements every single year to improve the safety.
Of course, when you talk about that safety, there's also the safety from storms because we do have to have our students and teachers protected if a tornado comes along.
That is correct. And every one of our facilities has a safe room. So students, and that was because of our bond issue that our community invested in us some years ago. So all of our comprehensive schools or all of our workspaces have that available to them.
And it's been several years since that bond issue of 2008 and the subsequent improvements in facilities. Do you see any more improvements or new renovations coming in the near future?
We've been spending a lot of time really keeping up with the 2008 bond. You know, all of our HVAC units and things have been replaced now, and so we've been able to use dollars over the last few years to get all of those done. And so, again, there's always enhancements that are needed. We need enhancements in maybe some of our athletics facilities. We're still looking at some safety issues that we need, secured entrances are some of the spaces in which we're really going to be needing in the future the opportunity to be able to figure out how to fund those spaces.
I was just thinking, when we talk about the bond issue, I was just thinking about the new Southeast High School. Mm-hmm. And that was a matter for some controversy because everybody says, it seems to me like you're out there on the prairie with some prairie chickens. And why are you going way out there? But all of a sudden, the whole town seems to be moving in that direction.
And not only that, we do have chickens out there, by the way.
Yeah,
you know,
chickens.
There's an agricultural place out there. So they have all kinds of animals
chickens.
And all kinds of stuff out there. So you should go check it out. But yeah, that actually has turned out to be an amazing space for us out there. And the growth in that area is heavy, and the school has got lots of kids in it. And so we'll have to begin to think about what that looks like as far as what is the next plans with the amount of kids that are growing, the spaces, you know, what we need to grow. Do we need to build? Are there, what are the kinds of things should happen out there in that space? So we're out there now talking to the community.
So Lincoln and Edgemoor, the old Southeast, that's in the administration building now.
Yes,
right?
It is. That's
so
where
that's where you office.
I am.
And you got that done just so you could go across the street and get that Mediterranean food over there.
Absolutely, right? I did. And did have a locker. I even have a locker.
Do you have
yes,
a locker?
Yes, we have a locker still.
You have a lock on it?
Yes, I do. Yes.
And do you know the combination?
No, I forgot.
Well, that kind of makes it useless. Let's talk about the students for just a second. Can you kind of describe for us the diversity in the student body? There are all different kinds of kids going there.
Yes, we always, it's kind of interesting to think about it, but we have 109 languages that are spoken in the homes of our students from 90 countries of origin. So we are definitely a diverse school district with different opportunities and challenges.
Wow. And I had heard that several years ago. I thought it was 108, but now it's up to 109. That's just mind-boggling. Some of those, the kids actually come to school not knowing English at all? Or just...
Yes. Oh, God, yes. Yes, we have newcomers classes where they learn to come in and just learn the basics of what a pencil is or you know, how to stand in a line or just those basic things that you would think that kids would know to do. Many of them do not.
Mm. Teaching English has got to be interesting.
That's correct. It is. It is interesting, but it is definitely rewarding for our teachers.
Since you can get them to being, if you can learn, if somebody can learn to read, I always say, if you can learn to read and read well, you can teach yourself a lot of stuff.
That's exactly
open a
right.
book and
that's
learn.
Right. Reading is fundamental for everything.
And if you come back to when these kids come into school like that with no English, there's a challenge that private schools don't have. They're a little more, they can be more selective in who they take. So
that is correct. And we do, and of course we do, you know, that's what we pride ourselves in, is being able to serve and meet the needs of all of our students within our community. So we're proud of that.
Hmm. What is the, what's the district's gender policy now?
Tell me more about.
Gender, I don't know what I'm talking about. Who can go into a restroom? Do you have anything strict on that?
We don't really have any policies per se on that. We just know that we accept whomever comes in our doors, and then we work with that student and their families on whatever things that we need to work with them with, whether it be academic, physical, spaces, you know, like you said, the restroom, whatever. We work individually with students. And
sports, athletics, things
yep,
like that?
Yep.
All right. Now, I've been attending City League sports events the past few years, and I, frankly, I found that the attendance at some of these games kind of disappointing. Do the students and their parents really care about high school sports in Wichita, do you think?
When it was COVID, I could tell you that I felt like they really cared about it, because when I said we didn't want to do it, we couldn't do it. So I would say that they do care about it. I do know that we are working with, we are actually talking to students about what would need to happen in order for us to be able to get you to get to the ball games and get some school spirit. It's funny, they have the school spirit, but they don't come to the ball games, because you'll see them coming to school with their shirts on, and they go to, they love the pep rallies and all those kinds of things, but we got to get them to the games. So we're working on what is it that we can do to get you to come to some of these games. But a lot of our kids are working in the evenings.
They're working.
And those kinds of things. When we talk to them, that's what they tell us, is that they're working. Or
they don't have a ride.
They don't have that, all of those things.
A lot
yes.
of, and I was, Michelle and I, my wife and I, were talking about this last night at a ball game. And, yeah, there are some obvious drawbacks that keep kids from coming out and supporting their teams.
That is right. It's not that they don't want to, because when we talk to the kids, that's some of the concerns or the challenges that they have in getting there.
We have at my alma mater, West High School, over the past few years, we started up an alumni association, and we've done some, frankly, some things we're very proud of as far as Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Getting some financial support for some of the kids, scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
Are other high schools doing that?
Yes. We have some, we call them, well, they call them booster clubs.
Boosters, yeah.
But yes, they are very much involved in a lot of the things that are happening, and make a lot of things happen for kids that would not happen without the groups of folks helping them.
Let's talk about social media. Is it a challenge for Wichita students, social media?
Oh, I think social media is an issue for all of across the country. However, we spend a lot of time working on digital literacy, and so making sure that we understand the importance of the safety of it.
Yeah.
That's part of curriculum now. Since you have those one-to-one devices and we're putting computers in kids' hands, we have to be responsible to teach them the best ways to use them and how things follow them forever and ever. So you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes out there
That's
and it stays
right.
out there.
That's right.
Well, let's talk about faculty for a minute. Are you getting enough teachers? You're getting enough of the right teachers?
Well, we're not. we are not getting enough teachers and paraprofessionals and custodians and all of the areas. We have a difficult time recruiting. I'll put a plug in here today. If you're interested in working in the Wichita Public Schools, helping kids out and making a difference in the lives of kids, please look on our website. There's tons of positions there for you to apply for.
Anything specific like special ed or?
Yeah, as always, special ed is typically our hardest to fill area along with math and science.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, mm-hmm. If somebody's thinking about education, what would you like to say to a young person today who might be considering becoming a teacher?
Oh, it's the best job in the whole wide world. I will tell you that you actually shape how the future goes. I mean, you know, you get to teach education, you get to educate kids, you get to have an influence on their lives that typically, you know, many people don't get that opportunity to do. And so I think it's a great profession. And some people even say they like it because they get off in the summertime. So you get to have some time off in the summer.
There's that.
And so it's a great profession, and you get to meet a lot of cool kids and people.
And again, in some ways, though, the teacher is a little like the police officer today. You're asked to do a lot of things that really don't have, you know, don't mean standing in front of a chalkboard and telling people. You got to be more part social worker anymore, right?
I agree with that 100%. We ask a lot of our teachers, and they are definitely to be commended because they've taken on a lot of responsibilities that is beyond the teaching.
What is the best, what is the quality you look for most in a teacher? Is it patience?
Well, now it is. That's one thing, yes. But honestly, just do you care about kids? Do you want to really make a difference? So those are some of the characteristics for sure. And do you know your content area, of course. But we definitely want to make sure that you like kids and that you want to be able to make a difference.
Who was your favorite teacher?
I will say Nancy Garvey.
Nancy Garvey.
She is still a teacher today.
Really?
She substitutes. Yes, she was my kindergarten teacher.
And what school was that?
Carter Elementary School.
And she was your kindergarten teacher? And that's your favorite?
Teacher. She's my favorite.
Oh.
And I still see her. She subs in our school district to this day.
Well, that's got to be kind of rewarding.
Yes.
How about, and I know that you participated in school, your extracurricular were, what do you do, dance, pom-poms?
Oh, pom-pom girl, that was about it. I sung in the choir, I was in the band.
Well, that's you were doing some stuff.
I was doing some
You're
stuff.
Staying
my
busy.
Parents did not allow me to sit and do no idle.
Well, how were they? I'm going to guess that your parents were fairly strict and demanding.
Yes, pretty strict.
Demanding
they
of
still,
you.
They're still here in Wichita, and they're still strict.
Are they the kind who say now and then, gosh, Alicia, we're sure proud of you?
Yeah, they, oh, absolutely.
Are they really?
Absolutely, they're proud. And sometimes I don't have to say it. I could just look at their faces.
All right, so we've got to, you know, as they look around, so I've been to some of the schools, almost all of them, I guess, and after these, I was at East the other day and North in different places. That bond issue really helped. That put us ahead a few years because now you have air conditioning. Ooh.
Yes, so, that's the best thing ever.
That was it was very controversial at the time, but to me it looks like it was a really good deal. What do you think?
It was a great deal. I was in the building teaching at the time when we did not have air conditioning. We had fans.
Yeah.
Going. So I will tell you, it makes a difference. And it's so funny, the new teachers now, when the air conditioning doesn't work, you know, you'll see the old teachers, they'll pull out their fans, and they're getting busy, and the others are saying, well, what do we do?
Yeah, okay. Open the windows.
Yes.
So what are you going to do in retirement? Have you thought about that?
Well, first thing I'm going to do is take a nap.
Take a long nap.
Take a long nap. Yeah. And then I'll then think about what's next. But whatever it is, it will still probably be in the area of education, volunteering, tutoring, doing maybe even teaching some classes at maybe the university.
But not with that daily obligation.
No, I'll always be a part-timer.
There you go. Hey, thanks for being with us. Our guest, Wichita Public School Superintendent, Dr. Alicia Thompson. And we probably won't get together on this again, so thanks for being with me a couple of times over the years. That's all for this edition of Issues 2023. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.